Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show. It's our second hour here, rocking and rolling here on this Wednesday. Joining me now, we got more Nuggets talk coming up because, listen, with the press conference last week, there's still a lot to kind of digest and think about here. Brendan Vogt joining us from DNVR Nuggets, DNVR Sports. Brendan, my man, there's been a lot going. This state is booming. There's always a story going on. Broncos news is up. But of course, the Nuggets with Josh Kroenke speaking to the media last week, and you know, certainly we're wondering what the future looks like for this roster. There's a lot happening with the Nuggets.
Yeah, it's been a much busier offseason than I anticipated already. In some ways, I'm grateful for it, Brady, because it's given us plenty of content. But there's a lot going on, and this is an offseason that you and I have talked about has been labeled the most important in Denver Nuggets history, and it is off to a frenetic start, you could say.
What did you think of Josh Kroenke's, first off, his hair and beard? I mean, he looks like Doctor Strange. It's wonderful. I wish I could pull that off. But what did you make of the press conference ultimately? You know, he covered it all. I mean, altitude, the TV stuff. He talked about Calvin Booth. He talked about Tim Conley and maybe what went wrong there. What were your kind of immediate thoughts when you sat back and you know, listened to what he had to say?
Well, first of all, I appreciated that he did it. I do wish he would do it a bit more often.
Right.
But I do know that, look, that was their idea. They decided to hold that press conference. He understood there were questions that folks at home had, and he was willing to at least hear them. So I really appreciated that, and I hope we see more of it. I did think it was a somewhat defensive tone from Josh Kroenke, who in his opening statement talked about how he had taken flack for hiring Tim Connelly, and now he's taken flack for letting him go. Before any pointed questions came, I thought he sort of took a defensive posture. But, you know, I think he spoke clearly. I think he made some commitments about the tax and about this being a championship window that are encouraging for Nuggets fans to hear. Ultimately, I think there's a lot of billionaire dodge speak in there, which he's well versed in. They have answers that they've got a playbook they go to, and so it's nice to hear there are potentially plans for a new practice facility, that streaming is a solution that's on the horizon, that they're frustrated about the Comcast situation, but until there are results and changes, it's a little bit more of the same from my perspective.
Brendan Vogt joining us from DNVR Nuggets and DNVR Sports. Brendan, I was knee deep in the whole discussion or the contracts, the controversy between Altitude TV and the networks. I'll admit, I have DirecTV. Once DirecTV hit, I started to kind of back away from it. I'm not as deep into it anymore. What still is the holdup between Comcast and Dish Network? I mean, do we even know anymore? What does that look like?
Yeah, I think from the Kroenke side, it's about precedent here, where they don't necessarily just want to cave on a deal that they feel is not good for them and good for business and would set precedent for future negotiations. And Josh Kroenke did claim in that press conference that if they accepted that deal, they would have to lay some people off. I kind of kick myself for not following up. Would they have to lay people off, or would they be choosing to? It's hard to imagine that no deal in the meantime is like a particularly profitable decision.
Right.
But that is their explanation for now. And I think what a lot of people feel like is they understand that Comcast has them in a tough spot, but if there had been more transparency and work towards alternative solutions, or maybe just a willingness to eat a short-term deal as they work towards something more tenable, that would all feel more palatable. But the reality is, however tough it is for them in this business sense that may, from their perspective, go over our heads, the two-time MVP hasn't been on TV for a locked residence, and that's the bottom line. And until that's fixed, they will continue to take heat for that.
Well, and I don't like to necessarily say there's got to be a side in this, but I guess, Brendan, the way I look at it, dude, is like Comcast and Dish Network have, I don't want to say bigger fish to fry. They have a lot of other fish to fry. I feel like Altitude needs them more than they need Altitude. So at the same point, I look at it and say, maybe it's not fair, but life ain't fair. I feel like it should be on the ownership, should be on the team to swallow and make some kind of a deal. And maybe I'm wrong there, but again, I just feel like if I'm Comcast and Dish, I've got a lot of things that I can do to make us money.
I feel the same way. Again, that bottom line, I'm not afraid to shy away from. Like, that is a failure. I do think it is worth acknowledging that this is a nationwide dynamic now in the media landscape. We are going to see more examples of teams running into this situation. What I would challenge people to sort of stay aware of is how long do those situations run? How many potential alternative solutions are proposed? Because I think, again, from the Nuggets fans' perspective, okay, fine, that happened. We get it. It's 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a plan B? Is there a plan C? Or is it just sit on your hands? And I think if it's plan C, people are just going to be upset. Whether that's, I mean, fairness is going to come into play a lot here. But again, for me, it just comes down to the bottom line.
I think that's exactly the way to put it. I think there, at some point, you just have to make a decision. You just, maybe it's not fair for you. Maybe you're, and I also look at this, and I don't know the logistics or like the money side of it. How much money would they ultimately be losing? But you got to think advertising dollars. They're killing them right now. Because I've even spoken to some businesses up here that have business in Denver where it's like, yeah, we used to advertise there, but we can't justify the cost anymore because we're only on one outlet as far as instead of three.
Yeah, again, I am not a business reporter, nor am I privy to these negotiations, these numbers. You know, I don't know, but I have the same question that you do, which is how has sort of just not doing it been better? You know, I'm confused. I have a hard time believing this is a considerably more profitable route. Perhaps that's naive on my part, but that's just how I understand it. And so they got to figure something out. And here's the thing. Again, talking about fairness or not, it just broke yesterday that Stan Kroenke spent, what, like $125 million on more real estate in Los Angeles. They're hoping to break ground on a massive new practice facility and a potentially billion-dollar mini-city surrounding it. Something's telling me the family's doing all right. So I think there's money there. I think there's a solution there. And I think, most importantly, when he got up there and he said, I'm just as frustrated as Nuggets fans, if not more, that showed, I think, a certain tone deafness and just how disconnected he is from the actual ripple effects this has had on the fandom.
Yeah, and I always know, you know, when you hear that, and I know not everybody, not everything's under your control, so to speak, which in this case I understand. But when you say, hey, I'm frustrated, more, if not more so than the fan base, it's like the fans are sitting here wanting to watch your product. And
It's a ridiculous thing to say. It just showed a certain disconnect, I think. And I appreciated that he sat up there and he took those hard questions and he didn't melt down and he didn't turn it back on us. But I thought that particular answer showed just how far away from the reality maybe he is on this particular issue.
Yeah, I think you're right, 100%. And again, what you just said earlier, the two-time MVP, you have a team that's probably going to win the Stanley Cup. Either way, they're going to the Stanley Cup Finals. And I feel bad for, and dude, I've said this on my show and people get mad at me, but at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't expect anything to change. So maybe you should try to consider switching over to DirecTV, and people get mad and say, Brady, you don't realize all the stuff we got to go through to, and that's the only solution I can think of because I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Same. Yeah. As of right now, is there any, again, appreciate him taking those questions, but did any of those answers make you feel like changes
right,
on the horizon?
Right.
Of course not. I'm going to do a shameless plug. We've got to deal with Avoca TV, which I hope people will check out. It does include Altitude and other networks, so you can watch your favorite Colorado teams for a price that, you know, you might find more palatable or easy than switching over right now. But I'm with you. Like, at the end of the day, it's turned into us explaining to people how they can still watch this team if they inconvenience themselves. And I think a billionaire ownership conglomerate should take it upon themselves to force feed this team down our throats. And as of right now, it's something that people have to go in search of. And that's, to me, that's, again, a failure.
Yeah, no question about it. I was before the DirecTV deal got done, I was doing the same thing, trying to figure it out. But we're talking to Brendan Vogt of DNVR Nuggets, DNVR Sports. How about the on the X's and O's side? You know, this one will win you a lot of a lot of points there. Just mentioned, hey, we got a big contract we got to go get signed in Serbia. That'll shut us up quickly, because at the end of the day, we want to see Nikola Jokic sign with this team, be here for the long term. It's the surrounding parts that we're continuing to ask about what this team can do to make sure they're really building around Joker and this would be maybe championship window.
Yeah, and there are assurances they've gotten from Malone, from Jokic, from Murray. Everything is full steam ahead, right? The goal hasn't changed, and Jokic is going to sign that contract. So this is not a bomb drop, right? The developments of the last month, but it's more about the ripple effects and an opportunity that was missed to instill confidence in a fan base that, okay, this is more than just we're on the Jokic ride for however long he's here. We all hoped as the Nuggets sort of entered this stratosphere, ownership would turn their attention towards what they deny is a red-haired stepchild of the KSC family, but in truth has been. And so I think fans are hoping to see, like, the commitment to the tax is great, but they got to go there and then stay there. It's great that there are plans to build a practice facility, but he said the same thing in 2017. Like, when is this going to get built? You know, there's a taking advantage of the lightning in a bottle that they caught by drafting Jokic that I don't think this organization has done yet. And that, I think, is the cause for worry for a lot of Nuggets fans. Back to the bright side, though, Jokic isn't going anywhere.
Well, and that's the thing. At the end of the day, we know that. He said as much. He's that kind of guy. And I think he probably would have been, who knows, but probably would have been loyal to whoever drafted him, depending on how everything works out. But at the end of the day, I looked at it this way, Brennan. When teams get a Nikola Jokic, a LeBron James, Damian Lillard, look what people think of Portland right now. Everybody talks about Portland nationally and says, dude, they're doing wrong by Damian Lillard. They're never going to win a championship. They didn't, whatever. I do feel like there's these teams that when you get a guy like that, like a Joker, like these superstars, it's almost a responsibility, not just to that player, not just to your fan base, but to the league. You have to do right by this superstar. Otherwise, it's a letdown well beyond just Denver.
It's a good point. It's a good point. And there's a new wave of ultra-talented players in this league now who are in a good position to take this leap forward, maybe in a position of parity that can be appreciated in a way it hasn't been in the past of the NBA, and one of those players is in Denver. And that statement alone we've grown used to now, but it really should be a pinch yourself thing. And you just hope that this organization is poised to do everything they can to take advantage of that. And look, we'll see. I'm sitting here criticizing ownership. They may follow through on all of these promises. And
sure.
If they do, I will hand them a hearty round of applause. But for now, I think people want to see results more than they want to see statements.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. And especially as we talked about, we outlined the altitude stuff. There's reason to be frustrated and perhaps, you know, not put a lot of trust into this organization right now. And again, it's not like it's a bad organization, but there's things that you want to see when you have, as you phrased it, lightning in a bottle with the Joker. Brendan, last one for you. Just looking at the roster on this side of it, do you foresee really, other than the draft, I mean, do you see any major changes coming? Like, is a Will Barton moved? Do you see bringing in another wing guy, like a big wing guy? I'm talking like a bigger name. Do you see many big changes coming in?
I don't know about big in terms of the acquisition being a name that, you know, is going to, like, the kids are going to be, oh, that guy's coming over here. But I do think there could be, I do think they will look at moving the movable assets, which, you know, are Barton or Monte. That's not to say either one of them will be moved, but just as we have this conversation, they make sense. Maybe they do want to add, like you said, that wing, that perimeter defender. The only thing I'd say is it may not happen in this offseason, right? It could come closer to the deadline, as these things often do. But I do think Calvin Booth will explore ways to upgrade the defense, find a way to add a wing defender, because everyone and their grandmother can recognize that's a need for this team.
Talking to Brendan Vogt of DNVR Nuggets. I lie. Oh, did I lose Brendan? Did we lose Brendan there? We still got him? Brendan, are you still there? Nope, we lost him. You know what? We were wrapping up. I was just going to ask him about Roddy, but we covered that earlier. So Brendan Vogt of DNVR Nuggets, excellent work by him. I'm a big fan of a lot of these DNVR guys. They do great work. Zach's one of them. Brendan's one of them. Excellent job. We'll see if we could catch up with him at some other time in the near future. 18 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Method Flow Products poll question of the day: should the Nuggets take David Roddy with that number 21 pick? Should they? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. We're live from the Allo Communications studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.